You see, the story today of the loving Father represents our Heavenly Father, God, standing there waiting for us, looking for us before we even know He's there, before we even have an inkling. He's there waiting, and when He sees us, He comes running. He's there with open arms. He comes out to meet us when we ask for forgiveness. Down there in those verses, whenever the Son says, you know, when I come to my senses, He got up from where He was, and He went to His Father, and He said, I'm going to tell my Father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. I'm no longer worthy to be called your child. You see, that's when the Son, all of everything He figured it out, that's when it all fell away. He let go of all the things that were holding Him, and He went to His Father. You see, as He asked for forgiveness, and it was given to Him. You see, as children of God, we are called to love our neighbor and ourselves. And that means everyone. We're called to love without blemish. We're called to love unconditionally. You see, this story from Luke's gospel today could fit into any family, any church family, or any community. We could just find it. We can see it all over. We find the story a lot of times that some of us can relate to the younger brother. We can be the ones that want everything and we run around and don't do too well. But we can also be the older son, the one that stays back and takes care of and does. And all of a sudden we begin to forget. We begin to allow our heart to be hardened. We forget what God has already given us. We forget that we are part of the kingdom and it's always ours and it's always with us. We let things cloud our judgment. We let others get in by, and we let jealousy and hate and evilness get in there. You know, the last verses of the older brother and the father is kind of where that story ends for us. We don't really know what happened to the older brother. We can only speculate. But it leaves us to think about who we want to be like. A forgiving, loving person, or an angry, vengeful person, unwilling to forgive. When I was thinking and praying about today, it brought me to this passage from Luke's gospel. It brought me to a time of contemplation about the many souls that I have had the privilege and opportunity to minister to and with, those whom I've been able to share words of life and death with over the many years that God has allowed me to be in many places. How we live our lives and how we share our story with others. How we share our story just by the way we live our life. How willing we are to love and how willing we are to forget and forgive. I heard somebody tell me this past week, they said, Miss Melinda, I can forgive, but I have a hard time forgetting. So truly this person is working on something. They're working on getting to forgive. They've forgiven part of the way, but they haven't forgiven completely. And that's something that we prayed about and we talked about, that they've got to let go of, something within their own heart and their own soul. You see, I think that is what Jesus is telling us today in these words from Luke's gospel. That our Father in heaven is standing at the door waiting and watching. Waiting and watching for us to give up our foolishness, to give up our hatred, to give up our pride, and to allow the Spirit to fall over us and renew us and bring us to true repentance. You know, in this world that we live in, not only this church and community, but the whole world, we need revival. We need revival in this world. I don't know that we need to be beaten by hellfire and brimstone, but I think we need to be awakened. We need to be renewed. We need to let go of foolish pride and allow Jesus to live in our heart and our soul. We need to let go of some of those things that just burden us and keep us down. We need to be reminded that in this gospel message from the 15th chapter of the book of Luke, we find three parables of lostness. There's the parable of the lost sheep, there's the parable of the lost coin, and there's the parable of the lost son. This whole chapter talks about lostness. But you know what else happens in this? It talks about being found. You know, the story of the sheep is the one of, you know, Jesus says, you know, there was a shepherd and he had all these sheep, and guess what? He left the 99 and went after the one. And he came back home, and he says, and when he come home, he calls together all of his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. He's saying, have we become so righteous sitting there as the 99 that we forget there could be one sitting amongst us that needs healing, that is lost, that needs to come? And are we, say, joy, such joy? He says, don't forget. He says, or how about the parable of the woman who had 10 silver coins, and of course she loses one of those coins. And guess what? She sweeps the house and searches until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and her neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I think about lost coins. Some of us, we think about coins in the world we live in today. In the world we live in today, coins are not as important as they used to be. Lots of times, some people won't even give you back change correctly. Some of them don't know how to count, but that's a whole other story. But some of them, well, you're just like, well, we don't know what to do. But sometimes change is not important as it used to be in our world. It's not as much value, as people says. In fact, lots of times they want to get rid of some of our coins altogether and start doing other things, because it takes more money to make them than they're worth. So there's lots of things going on in our world, but I can remember a story about a coin that my dad told me about his own dad, my granddaddy. It was in the Depression time whenever my parents were born and growing up. And my granddaddy lost a dime. Think about that, a dime, 10 cents. He knew the money he had, and in the Depression time, money, cash, was not easily come by. And for poor tenant sharecroppers, there was less of it. So he knew he had lost a dime. And my daddy said every morning, my granddaddy got up, went to feed the things that he had, they had all kinds of animals, mules and a horse and cows and all that stuff. And he walked that path. He knew that he most likely lost it on that path from the house to the barn. And he looked. And as he come back, said the moon was shining. Think about that, the moon shining, because he was up so early that he would check it. Every day, he done this for a week, checking that path. And one evening, my granddaddy raked the area, and it was sand, of course, and dirt there. And all of a sudden, the next morning, it had rained overnight. And the moon didn't get it, but whenever he came back from the barn, the sun was up. And the glint of the sun was shining on that dime, and it shined so he could see it. And he picked it up, and I thought, can you imagine? And I think he was probably as joyous as it is hearing God's word whenever he found that dime. To think about it, that would help to raise and take care of his children and his family and provide something, because he knew what he had. And today we are so careless with what we have. People throw money around. They throw change. It's laying in the foot of their cars, laying in little pockets or little places. It's just laying around on dressers. It's laying around on things. And we don't think about it anymore. But the value of it this day is when something was lost, and we know it's lost, and then when we find it, how much joy we find in saying, wow, I have found it in the presence. The same about this lost son. This lost son was the one who had so much going on in his life. He was young. He was immature. He was inexperienced. He had just wanted to grow up too quick. He wanted everything right now. I know a lot of people like that. I might have been like that at one time. Well, he wanted it all. And whenever he was given it, he didn't know what to do with it. He didn't know how to handle it. And it just kind of went through his fingers and it fell apart. And he found himself in the midst of the lostness. He found himself in the midst of the gutter. He found himself in the midst of the pig pen, wanting to eat the pods that he was feeding the pigs because he was so hungry. He found himself so lost and so broken, he knew he had to do something about it. And he had an epiphany. Something happened to him and he said, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden he said, forgiveness came to his own heart and his own soul. And he went. He didn't go running to his father saying, give me something else. He went to his father saying, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your child. And his father says, oh no, you're my beloved child, whom I'm well pleased. Basically, come home. You're here. So many times we need to be reminded that sometimes along the way we might find ourselves in the stories in different places. And sometimes in our life we might have been either one of these. Even today we still might be in one of these places. But we need to remember that our God, our Father in heaven, is there. He's there to open up His arms always and welcome us home. And my question for you today is not, are you lost? You know why? Because all of us are lost to some point. I want to know, have you been found? Let us, as the church, not forget that while repentance is necessary, it is all the more important to offer the powerful word of grace. Grace. Such grace that God died for us. Jesus reminds us that when all is said and done, regardless of how it might look measured against the backdrop of a judgmental culture that you and I are a part of, people like this young man needed that gentle word and gesture of redeeming, loving grace. He knew he had done wrong. He knew it. He didn't need somebody reminding him that he had done wrong. How many times do we welcome people back by saying, why in the world did you do that? That was probably the stupidest thing I've ever seen or heard in my life. What is wrong with you? That's a very judgmental way of, instead of saying, welcome home. Because this young man knew what he had done. Everybody knows what we've done. We know our mistakes. We don't have to be reminded of them. But you see, God's grace is free to us all. We do not deserve it, but guess what? We are given it. It is free. We need to show that same grace to others around you. I ask us again, have you been found? Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you this day for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love that it has found us. It has found us in the midst of the places that we live. It has found us in the midst of the places where we go. It has found us in the midst of our brokenness. It has found us in the midst of our joy, our goodness. It has found us where we are because that is where you are, God. You are in every place, everywhere. And all we have to do is to come forth and say, I have sinned against heaven and earth. I have sinned against you, God, and I have sinned against my family here on earth, my friends, my community. And I ask your forgiveness. So, Lord, this day, remind us and to let us have that assurance that we have been found. And let us have that assurance of that peace and that understanding that it is us who has the ability to help others see that grace within them, to experience that grace, acknowledge that peace and understanding, and go forth to serve you. Be with us now, for it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.